Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Nick Newmont, and this is Mainstream Metaphysics that you're now listening to or viewing on LA Talk Radio's Facebook Live page. And soon it will come up on mine if you'd like to go to my Facebook page. Once again, I'm Nick Newmont. Welcome. A lot to talk about tonight. I have a very fascinating guest. A lot going on. It is a primary night in a lot of states across the country. And in the midst of all that, it is Mercury retrograde, which I have people texting me, did you see that some of the machines were not working right? And that's a matter of fact, that some of the computerized voting machines were not working correctly. So it's a little bit of the circus, you know, and I have a lot of people contacting me about, you know, how Mercury retrograde is affecting them, and everybody's got a story to tell. Here we go. We're learning how to share on social media.
So confusing.
And start watch party. There we go. All right, we're good. We have another six days left of Mercury retrograde. In fact, if you want me to be very technical, on Monday the 9th at 8:49 p.m. West Coast time, we go Mercury direct. And it's, as I'll talk about with my guest in a moment, Mercury rules your mind. And, you know, if when Mercury's retrograde, people have a tendency to think backwards, so to speak. But it's not about panicking during Mercury retrograde. That sort of drives me crazy because people get into fear and what they can't do. And you'll hear me say this many times when I'm referencing astrological phenomena that can be challenging. We can't buy into astrological paranoia. It doesn't serve anything. Life goes on, and we have to do what we have to do. Now, we have to be realistic is in that we don't tempt fate, so to speak. You know, when we talk about not signing contracts if you don't have to, and not moving because things get lost, stolen, or broken. And the first and foremost with Mercury retrograde, because Mercury rules communication, is if there is the chance for a communication glitch or gaff, then follow up. You know, in Mercury retrograde, don't assume that people are getting all the information. You know, if voicemail doesn't work, then use a text. If text doesn't work, then use email, or just pick up the phone and call someone, you know, again. But just don't assume things in Mercury retrograde. That's where things go goofy, I think is the best way to put it. And another topic that I am going to talk about, because it's appropriate, given, you know, I'm a hypnotherapist and my guest is a hypnotherapist. I'm going to bring her in. I want to welcome back to the show from a few months ago, Michelle Guzzi, good friend of mine since I've known you since 1996, Michelle.
That's a long time, Nick. That's a long.
It is a long time. A lot has gone on in those years. Good night. There's a good reason why Michelle is here tonight. And something that we have going on at the Newmont Center this Saturday. But when Michelle and I talked before the show, we did talk about the coronavirus and the fear that's being put out there. You know, I think that it is something to be taken seriously, not lightly. It's not to, you know, be made fun of, but there is a level of fear that's being put out there, and I want you to weigh in on this.
Yeah, so Nick, it's just fascinating with my private practice, but a lot of my clients have been coming in and they're just so nervous about everything that they're hearing in the media, whether it's on TV or radio about the coronavirus, to the point that they don't want to leave the house, they don't want to go to work, they don't want to go to the grocery store, and if they do go to the grocery store, they're stocking up on all the food and the water and so forth. And it's creating what I call mass hysteria, which what we know to be is hypnosis. It's called environmental hypnosis.
That's correct.
And so people are getting very suggestible to this, and it's something that, yes, we need to be aware of, but at the same time, not allowing it to completely overwhelm you and control your life.
Sure, correct. And there is a certain amount of, this is the other thing that drives me crazy about this time of year. It's the way television presents. Well, it's during cold and flu season. What is that? You know, it's a way to sell pharmaceuticals. That's what that is, during cold and flu season. You know, when people take care of themselves, and I want to talk about the magic, the S word, which is stress. Well, viruses are caused by stress.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. Germs are bacteria. That's a different thing. But stress is a virus, and that's why there is not a cure for the common cold. We can alleviate symptoms, and that's why when you talk about cancer, which is a virus, you know, in the purity of what it is, that's why you're not going to cure cancer. But when we learn to be less stressed, to be more calm, the incidence of illness on the planet will go way down.
Yeah, so you got to take a look at your stress levels right now. And if you're worried about your stress levels because of what you're hearing, then we can help you. You know, hypnosis is brilliant for that.
That's funny because you just said a double negative. If you're worried about your stress levels, and people do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I remember years ago, I was doing a reading for a woman, and it was good. It was good information. And she looked at me and said, "Well, is there anything I need to worry about?" And I said, "Did you hear what you just said? Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you need to worry about? Mm-hmm. Why do you need to worry about anything?" So, no, you're exactly right. People do worry, and that creates a huge amount of stress, huge amount. So, you know, it's like people got to chill out, use common sense. And if you do get a cold or something like that, then stay home. Don't be sneezing and coughing on other people, you know. And just because you get a cold or a cough, that doesn't mean you have the coronavirus.
Yeah, yeah. I think everybody just needs to really focus on just being really clear on what you want to do in your life. Go to work, handle your kids. Go out and have fun. Go to the movies. Don't let it hold you back. But, you know, wash your hands if you need to wash your hands. Take care of your health. Be aware of your immune system. And if your stress levels are high, then take a day off if you need to. Do some relaxation. Listen to some music.
Exactly. And take your supplements. Take your vitamin Bs. Take your Cs. Take your Ds.
Mm-hmm.
Take your omegas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, vitamins, high-end supplements, are preventive medicine. They just are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eat right.
So stay healthy.
Exactly.
Stay healthy, but don't stay home. Don't just block yourself.
But stay healthy here.
In your mind.
Here. That's where it begins. Stay out of the fear. Because, you know, there's the acronym for fear, which FEAR, false education appearing real. But also, there's fear and untruth, love and truth. Stay over here and know what your truth is. You know, we talk about health and heredity and all that. And, you know, my family history has different things that have happened with them. Mm-hmm. I have none of that because I set a belief system from when I was 10 years old. That's not happening to me. And it doesn't.
So it's the power of the mind.
Yes.
If you believe you're going to catch a virus, you'll catch the virus. If you believe that you're going to, you know, have stress, you'll have stress. If you believe that you're healthy and you're strong and you can overcome anything, then that's exactly what's going to happen. So it is the power of belief. And you know, just remember, that's what marketing, that's what the media wants you to do, is sometimes stay in a state of fear because, let's face it, that's how people make money.
Sure, exactly. And it's the greatest placebo effect starts right here in the mind. Okay. And it, you know, we learned a long time ago in hypnosis school, the body is like a robot and the mind tells it what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so the reason Michelle is here tonight, I just let out a big in segueing, is this coming Saturday, March the 7th at the Newmont Center, Michelle is presenting a full-day seminar on past life regression. And when you were here a few months ago, which seems like it's not that long ago, but it was a chunk of time ago, we got you introduced to my listening and viewing audience and the fact that you do put a lot of focus on past life regressions, and you're a very good hypnotherapist in anything that you work on. But we want to talk about tease the audience a bit in what you're going to do this coming Saturday, because this is not a how-to workshop. This is an experiential workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do?
So this Saturday, past life regression, basically, as you said, it's in just experiencing what past lives are, what happens with that. I've been teaching past life regression for about 30 years now. Actually started doing it when I was very young, as we know, when I was about 9 years old. I grew up just knowing how to do this. I read a couple books. But people are always so fascinated with, you know, who am I? Where do I come from? Why am I here? What is my life purpose? And what am I truly meant to do in this life? And they're also so curious when they have deja vus, if they meet somebody for the first time and they feel like they've known them forever, mm-hmm. or if they have a certain fear or a phobia or even a medical illness and the doctor says, oh, that's all in your head. Well, where does that come from? So this class is going to open the doors for that. We're not only going to take a look at hypnosis, what it is and what it isn't, because hypnosis is just a natural way of opening up the doors to the subconscious mind and all of the memories, but being able to explore the energy of your thoughts, the energy of your spirit, your soul, and tapping into those subconscious memories that you may have lived before. And mm-hmm. if you have lived before, it could be you've had 1,000 lifetimes, you could have had 100 lifetimes. But let's find out maybe one of your most recent past lives or one of the most significant past lives that can help you understand who you are today, why you're here, and why all of this stuff is happening to you. Whether it's career, work, financial, relationships, why this stuff could be happening to you. Mm-hmm. If you're creating the same pattern, maybe there's a karmic pattern or karmic ties with that. So I want to delve into all of that. And we're going to do some energy healing. And we're going to do psychometry, which is being able to hold an object and read the energy of that object.
Right.
And you're going to be doing some past life regression connections with each other. I will do a lot of group sessions, so you'll be able to go into a past life. I'll do life in between life journeys, and who the heck knows what else is going to happen out there. But it's a fun metaphysical spiritual day to just explore mind, body, emotion, spirit.
And while you're talking about, you know, promoting the show, it is this coming Saturday, March 7th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Newmont Center in Agoura Hills. And if you would like to get more information directly from Michelle, how do you want them to contact you?
Sure. Just go ahead and go onto my website, themindcoach.com, themindcoach.com, or you can give me a call, 818-446-MIND, M-I-N-D. And all of the information's on the website. We also have it as a meetup group. Mm-hmm. And we only have a few days left. It's space is limited. We're doing just a small, intimate group so we can share and really explore. So as soon as possible, give me a call or send me an email and let me know how I can help you with this.
Great. Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be very good. So I want to bring something into the mix, because I do past life regressions too. And for a long time, and especially going back when I got into metaphysics and so on and so forth. So here's a phraseology that people throw around very loosely, that someone is an old soul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do they know that? And what gauges an old soul? The fact that they incarnated once 10,000 years ago, or they have 700 past lives? What's your take on that?
You know what? I don't know. Everybody has a different belief system with that. So for me, I think when people say, oh, I feel like I'm an old soul, that they've incarnated as human, because you're not always human, by the way. You could be animal, you could be other. You're not always from this planet. I had a lady who was a dinosaur the other day. She was a baby brontosaurus. That was so cool. But maybe it's how many times that you've incarnated into form, you know, and you've come back over and over and over again. And you know, so that's what I think people think it is, an old soul. I mean, what do you feel it is?
Well, it has a duality to it.
Mm-hmm.
And one is that the person has been, you know, incarnating going way, way back. And then the other is a confusion of having so many prior lifetimes where they, you know, seem to be bunched together. Like they're sort of cognizant they've had these lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with the human left brain is they look at it too linearly. Like it's here I am today and I've never existed. I don't exist in the future and I have all these linear past lives. And that's completely wrong because everything in the fourth dimension and beyond is gestalt. Mm-hmm. It all exists simultaneously. So there is no linear time in the non-physical realm. So when you, in some of my advanced classes, this is what I teach and share with people, that when you leave this incarnation and you go non-physical for a while, it's being determined as to what your next lifetime is, but it doesn't mean you come back in 2102 AD. You'll go anywhere in the timeline, in any time and anywhere, with the opportunity to learn the lessons of love that you need to learn. So you could leave this planet tomorrow and go to 57 BC and have to learn. That's what people have to get used to.
And you may not even be on this planet.
That's the other thing I wanted to talk about too with you and get your opinion on that. There's galaxies and solar systems that are universally infinite. And when we talk about our brain, we know we only use 1/6 of our brain.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've understood from talking to my spirit guides is that the other 5/6 that's there has information that has nothing to do with this limited consciousness. We don't access it. We don't use it. But in other realms and other galaxies where civilizations are more advanced, we use more of that brain power.
Hmm.
Because
that's just so fascinating because, you know, people always ask me, well, why can't I remember? That's the big question. Why can't I remember my past lives? If reincarnation is real and all of this stuff is true, then why don't I remember? And I tell people, well, you know, we come here to forget because we want to have an experience and be fully present in this life. And if you did remember, you wouldn't be able to function. I mean, can you remember what you ate 3 weeks ago on Friday?
No.
And that was 3 weeks ago.
That's correct.
So how are you going to remember all of your lifetimes?
Yeah.
But you may have little snippets, those aha moments, right? Those deja vus.
And there's a phraseology that I'll use with people. And again, weigh in on this. I call it momentary past life bleed through,
mm-hmm.
where all of a sudden there is this snippet, you know, where something goes past. It's like, what was that? And it's real. You know,
I had some friends of mine that they were telling me they were just getting together, having a little dinner, and afterwards they were just sitting and talking. And both of them, it was as if they did a little time travel right in the middle of that space because they saw each other differently. The room completely changed. And, you know, like they just slipped through a portion of time and they were back in time, actually. And it just freaked them out. And they called me up and say, what the hell was that? And I'm like, oh, you did a little time travel. You did, mm-hmm. you know, you opened up a door to the dimension where you were possibly together in another lifetime.
Right.
And you guys just had such a strong energetic connection that you went through maybe like a portal.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I've done simultaneous past life regressions with people and took them back to where they've had prior relationships,
mm-hmm.
where they knew each other. Those are really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had a lot of experience. Actually, when I first started doing that when I was a child, when I was 9 years old, my girlfriend and I used to go into past lives and not say anything and then come back out and say, where were you? Or we would write it down. and we would be in the exact same past life.
Oh, I love that.
And as sisters or roommates or whatever the heck it was back then, and it was bizarre. And but you know, as children are wide open, children, we don't have that filter, so we're more open to being able to see and hear and feel and experience that. So when people come to the class, the workshop, what I also tell them is just be open and curious, because you may not see it as a timeline. Sometimes people think, oh, it's a movie. There's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end. I'll try to take you through that, but you may drop right into the death transition. You may drop right into an experience or a significant event. When you come one-on-one with me, it's like I have the remote control. So I can go fast forward, I can reverse, mm-hmm. I can go into all the different dynamics of it. But you may see things, you may just hear. I had a client who just could hear everything. He couldn't see anything, but he could hear everything. Mm-hmm. And then I have other clients who come in, and then people that come into the classes, they have a sense, they have a knowing. So you may not visualize it, or you may be fully there and you're completely associated, looking through your eyes and experiencing it in that time. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Love it.
How do you, a couple of questions about the workshop. First of all, do people get a handout, a workbook?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you come in, of course, it's going to be a full workbook. And I'm just going to take you through a series of exercises. When we first start and have a little meet and greet, we're going to talk about what energy is, really what past life regression is and what it isn't, and how it can be a benefit to you. Because it is a healing modality. And everybody needs to know it's a modality. It is a belief system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whether or not it's real, it doesn't matter to me. If it helps you heal, if it helps you understand some aspect of yourself. So we'll break it down, the history of it, how it works, and so forth. And then we're just going to kind of play for a little bit. We're gonna check out each other's past lives, and we're going to do some just tapping into some energy healing, because we're all connected. Our thoughts are energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're sending energetic thoughts to your, you know, people, your friends, your family all the time.
It's true.
And you read that. So I'm going to show you how to do that, because we're all psychic, if you want to use a word. We're all
right.
Psychic. We're all in tune, and some are more than others. And then, you know, we're going to have food there. We'll have some snacks and drinks. And then we'll do a lot of group techniques, to where I'm going to take you into the full past life. We'll come out. We'll talk about it. And then maybe do a little life in between life, and just see where it goes.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm playing the role of the layperson here. Are past lives ever dangerous?
No, not dangerous. Think of it like going to the movies. Okay, so if you want to feel as safe as possible, imagine it literally right out in front of you, like you are watching a movie. So have you ever gone to a horror movie, a sci-fi movie, right? And it may affect you. You may get triggered by what you see, but you know it's not real. You know, when you watch The Matrix, or, one of my favorite movies, Avatar. You know, I was actually just transported into that movie because I became so suggestible with it. But it's not a dangerous process. You're in complete control. And if at any time you want to come out of it, you just open your eyes. There's also safety words and anchors that we use. But it's just using the power of visualization and imagination to ask questions. Who am I? Where do I come from? And what can I learn more about myself in regards with who I am today?
When people call me out of the blue and ask if I do past life regressions, I do ask why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not a folly. It's not a game. It's to be taken seriously, because we can, let me say it like this. Can you open Pandora's box? Yep, you can. Things can come out of that. That's why I asked you
mm-hmm.
your opinion. Are doing them ever dangerous?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. You know, when because we've been doing our work for such a long time,
right.
and my one-on-one past life regressions are 4 hours. It's not a 1 hour, come in, let's just hang out, and I'm going to read you. I'm going to go through every single thing. And my room is especially designed to do past life regressions in that. But I don't know what's going to happen. So I will ask questions. And some people actually go in and they may start channeling. I've had people go in and start, you know, kind of go into a mediumship as well. And so I'm always prepared for that. We record the past life regression process so you can hear it again. And, you know, I just like taking people on that journey. But when people call you up and they say, hey, do you do past life regressions? And you ask why? Yes, I want to know, what is the purpose of doing it? What's happening with you in your life that you want to do this specific type of therapy? Because it is very unique and it is a long process. So many people call because they want to know relationship connections. Who was my child in a past life, or my spouse in a past life, or my family member? I get a lot of people who are dealing with fears and phobias and blocks. They're having a certain block in their life and they can't move past it. Why do I keep procrastinating? Why do I have a fear of success or failure? Why am I resisting? Why can't I make money? I have 14 jobs, but I still have no money. So is there a pattern? Is there a habit? And they're not finding the answers in this life. They're not finding answers in the regular therapy. They're not finding answers in the seminars that they may go to. So for some people, it's actually the last resort. And whatever opens up, it's like having an aha moment. And subconsciously, it's then a release. And then people can move on from it.
So what have you noticed? Let's say a person was having a, think of past experiences you've had, was having an issue with, maybe romance wasn't working out or they weren't making money, and then they come to you and have a past life regression and they get that aha. What have you noticed as positive changes in their lives where they start to realize the attainments?
Mm-hmm. Well, think of it this way. Let's just pretend that you're home alone and somebody starts knocking on your door. And all of the thoughts come into your mind, right? All the fears, oh my gosh, who is it? Why are they here? It's 9 o'clock at night. Nobody should be knocking on my door. And so you are processing, creating a heightened state of suggestibility. You're creating this fear. And all you have to do is go and open that door. And what if you open the door and it was actually your spouse or your mother or somebody stopping by and they had a whole bunch of flowers for you? It immediately changes your perspective, doesn't it? It immediately changes your state, your emotions. You're like, oh, you know, but for 10 minutes, you're afraid to open that door. So past lives, open that door. And when you have a visual or an auditory or a kinesthetic and emotional experience, then the subconscious mind just says, ah, oh, that's what it was. Oh, so we have a fear of drowning in this life because that's what happened before. Or I'm not making any money in this life because possibly in a past life I had so much money and I hoarded it. But it's just an experience. So it just opens the realization that maybe this was the factor, and mind, body, emotions then just shift into a new state. It's pretty cool.
And have you had clients that reported back that they had positive results, like love did come into their life, all of a sudden they did start making money?
Sure, relationships change. All of a sudden they're more available and attainable for that. I've had clients literally with one past life regression eliminate their fear or their phobia, completely gone. I've had people, sometimes people come in because they're having physical pain. And one of my favorite clients that came in, he was having just a pain in his neck and literally has gone to every single doctor. They even did a little surgery. They could not figure out what was happening. And went into a past life. And when we were in the past life, he was in the war. I think it was the Civil War. The guns that have the bayonet with a knife at the end of the gun. And he was stabbed in the neck in the military in the war. And when you are in a past life, by the way, sometimes things physically happen with you.
Mm-hmm.
His neck kind of swelled up a little bit. So that was the point of injury in another lifetime, and that energy was still in this physical body. And so we figured it out, came out of the past life, and I always ask, what did you learn from that? You know, what can we take? What do we need to leave behind? And pain was gone, completely gone after we did that session.
Wow.
And I mean, it boggles my mind, and I've been doing it for forever, but it's so fascinating, the power of the subconscious mind. And when you allow it to do its job, it can be a benefit. It can help you through anything, any of your struggles, any of your limitations, any of your expectations, and just, you know, take you to the next level of just being here in this body of what you want to be doing.
I've had several past life regressions done on me, and a couple of them were very, very vivid. Mm-hmm. And the one that was fascinating did have to do with the Civil War. But the funny thing that I want to share with that, not the details of it, is that in the past life regression, I was talking about dates and events. And when I came out of it and went and did research online, how accurate what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to find out all of those details, names, dates, places, locations, the whole time period. I want to know everything that you're seeing and hearing. So I actually just did a show last year with Josh Gates with Expedition Unknown on the mm-hmm. Discovery Channel. And we took Josh into a past life. And he was a little bit of a skeptic. He wasn't sure about hypnosis at all. It was so funny. But he went back and he found out that he was a whaler and his ship was called the Diana and his name was Robert. And just explained everything to me. He was there. He was living it. He died of, not the plague or something that was going on, but he was just burning up. And malaria, I think it was malaria mm-hmm. or something. He was burning up and he could feel himself burning up. But what was so cool about it is after the show, the research team went and looked up the specific date. He set sail out of Rhode Island, found the ship named Diana, found a captain on there by the same name that he was talking about, and the wife's name. So they got exact details of his past life and then came back and showed him this was the ship. Here's a picture of the ship. And he's like, that was it. That was the ship. And had no knowledge of any of this. He doesn't know any about whaling ships in the 1800s right. from Rhode Island. And so he was really, really, you know, surprised by the accuracy with that. And then, you know, said, hey, I'm not saying it's not real. I'm not saying it's real, but I kind of believe that this is a possibility. So if Josh Gates can do it, Expedition Unknown, so can you.
Well, and the point that I, to support Michelle in that, that when you have someone that is resistant and you're using hypnosis, they are harder to work with. But when those of you who are more suggestible and more cooperative, it's easier to do that.
Yeah,
it's easier to put the person under and get them into a better, you know, a better good experience.
So just realize that hypnosis, all it is just a heightened state of awareness and suggestibility, and we are in hypnosis all the time. If you are watching the show right now, you're in hypnosis. If you drive down the freeway and get caught up in the, you know, the traffic, you're in hypnosis. Right. If you're getting caught up in the news and the radio and all the stuff that's going on out there, you're in a hypnotic state. So hypnosis is natural. It's not, you know, it's not sci-fi stuff. It's not magic. It's not truth serum. I can't make you do, say, think, or feel anything that you don't want. And when you come with an open mind, then yes, you're going to have more information. You may have a tendency, some people who are new to it, to have a little bit of nervousness, which may block it. But after a while, you just get so relaxed that you just allow it to flow. And the key with past life regression is we don't analyze it. We just don't analyze it. I don't care if you see pizza and dinosaur. I want you to tell me I'm seeing pizza and dinosaur because there could have been dinosaur pizza back then. I don't know. Back in the caveman time. Hey, they could have put it together.
The original Hawaiian pizza.
That's it.
Pineapple.
Don't pineapple. Dinosaur. Put that on a pizza. So it's fun. It's exploring the possibilities of the mind.
So if a person is going to have a 4-hour regression with you or they come to the workshop this coming Saturday, is there some preparation? In other words, don't eat this, eat this.
Mm-hmm.
Get rest the night before.
Yeah, just make sure you take care of yourself. eat a little something before you come to a session, or when you come to the workshop. Of course, we're always going to have food and snacks there. Refrain maybe from drinking alcohol or using any, you know, recreational drugs the night before.
Sure.
Please do not, you know, smoke marijuana when you come in that day. It's not going to assist you. It actually makes hypnosis a little bit more difficult for me. And if you have done that, I need to know, you know, up front. But hypnosis, let's say it this way, it's kind of like a drug because you feel so many different sensations. Your body just gets so relaxed and you get so calm that things start flowing. And hydrate. Just dress really comfortably,
right,
and make sure you're hydrated and you drink a lot of water. We will be using the restroom before we start and taking little breaks in between in the workshop, so you have plenty of time to do that. But just be comfortable. That's all I'm going to ask, is come comfortable.
And if you are attending the workshop, which starts at 11, if you are a caffeine drinker and you get up early, okay, have a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Do not come to the workshop caffeined up. Don't come in carrying a latte, you know, with a triple espresso, because
mm-hmm.
it'll make you hyper, and you want to be naturally relaxed.
Yeah, so people who are the most suggestible to this type of work are sometimes those that do yoga, or they're doing meditation, or, you know, they're doing some type of energy work on themselves, or they take a little time out. So they tend to be more comfortable with it. But I also find, to tell you the truth, the people that are the most resistant go into hypnosis the fastest for me, and I can get more information from them because they don't know what to expect.
Yeah, well, there is, you know, we've known for years that the people that are resistant, it's kind of like the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
So hypnosis is suggestibility. Heightened state of awareness is suggestibility. So when you are resisting or you're creating stress, remember, you're already in hypnosis, so you're just doing my job for me.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. As a matter of fact, come resistant. The more resistant you are, the deeper you're going to go into a past life.
You know, people ask me all the time, have you ever had someone that just didn't want to go under? And in almost 30 years of doing this, a couple of them.
And it's not that you're not going under.
Right.
You just may be blocking too much of what we are saying or what we're trying to do. And you're not making the state comfortable and easy for you. So remember, you're going under. But if, you know, for example, I wanted to, you know, give you a vaccine or something, and I keep going over to your arm to give you that shot, and you keep pulling away, you know, it's just going to take longer instead of just saying, hey, let's just get the vaccine and be done with it.
Sure.
So if you ain't going to have, you know, fear and resistance with it, then ask yourself, what's the purpose of even going there? Please don't come to the workshop trying to prove me wrong or prove that it doesn't work.
Because, what's the point then?
That's a waste of your time and my time.
Sure. So when you get to the end of the workshop, what can people have expected to have gotten?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are they going to leave with?
They're going to leave with a better understanding of your mind, body, and soul. Everything is all connected, and that we're here for a reason. You know, I always tell people that all answers lie deep within your mind. You just have to be willing to look inside. And if you come to the workshop with your questions, come with questions. I want to be able to answer as many questions as possible.
Sure.
But getting those questions answered, and for us to all just explore as a group, you know, what's the purpose of being on this planet? You know, I wanted to be a bird this time. I really don't know why I'm a human again. I guess I had to be a teacher one more time, but I wanted to be a bird. But for you to go in and have a past life experience, and in your own way, be able to ask those questions in your mind and get information. We may also go, if we're going life in between life, talk with a council of elders to where you can ask those questions with the council and have some insight. So I want you to have insight, awareness, and some inspiration that this life is the life you're meant to be living right now.
Well, we choose it. Before we're born, we choose when and where we're born. We pick our parents.
Mm-hmm. We have the free will.
Exactly. It's all the soul makes choices. And when we get into this physical form, we make choices. You can have coffee, you can have tea, you can stay in bed, you can go to work.
And ever. And you know what? That's another thing that people struggle with is, if I have free will and if I am choosing this life, why would anybody want to choose a life to where there's chronic illness or terminal illness? You know, why would somebody come in and be Hitler, for God's sakes? Why would somebody come in and be a serial killer? Why would I come in and consistently be living in poverty or, you know, having so many physical problems going on? So that's a big question that people always ask. And my answer to that is it's an experience. Now, why do you go to Disneyland? Why do you go to Magic Mountain and ride the Goliath, the big giant roller coasters versus the teacups? Because we want to experience love and hate and sex and war and pain and, you know, illness. And you may just have chosen this life to do it in.
Yeah, and it's, and we come into, you know, across the board, when we come into physical form, and this comes from my spirit guides, that we come in to fill the vessel with love. Mm-hmm. And when we don't love enough, then we go into another physical form where we have the opportunity to love. And that filling the vessel with love is not in relationship to the circumstances that we go through that are the challenges with health, with money, with relationship. That's just part of the package. But when you used earlier the word resistance, when we resist some of the things that go on in a lifetime that's not as comfortable or not as pleasant, then we do make it harder than it needs to be. We do have to learn to go with the flow of things. Mm-hmm. And actually, that is a life lesson. When we go with the flow, we will move through what that discomfort is quicker and get out of that quicker. But when we fight it with, you know, our heels dragging and all that, we just make it worse. We make it longer than it has to be. The other thing about past lives too, and this is where it gets humorous, is that everybody thinks that they were Cleopatra or Marilyn Monroe, or it's like, look, there were, you know, people working in the fields shoveling poop behind the oxen. Okay. Everybody is, you don't get to be Henry VIII. And
although I was Cleopatra's daughter. So, you know, I'll just put that out there right now. I'm like this with Cleo, you know. But yeah, you were a peasant, you were a pauper. And quite often when people go into past lives far back, we have to remember we didn't live very long. We didn't have medicines. We didn't have air conditioning and we didn't have heating.
So
and
true.
Women did die in childbirth. And if you stole something, you got your hand cut off. And people were hung and they were guillotined. So there is a whole different lifestyle back then. And, you know, I do take people through the death transition. I didn't do it before. And then people would come out of hypnosis and say, well, how did I die in that lifetime? And I'm like, oh, you wanted to know that. So I do take you through the death transition. You can experience it. I had a couple of clients who literally want to experience it. It's very safe, by the way.
You
just kind of rise above it and you can observe it, so you can have many options with it. But you need to know how you transitioned out so you can get closure on that life. And, you know, so that helps you here today.
And I tell people, leave all guilt, sins, transgressions with that physical form to rise above it. And to release it and come away clean and, you know, so they don't bring that with them.
You know, I think that if we came here and life was just perfect and everybody was happy and there was just peace all over the place, we would be bored to death.
Well, that's not...
We would just be bored to death. So maybe this is why we create this on this planet, to have some type of excitement.
Permanent non-physical form is just a blissful existence with nothing to do. That's what it is. So we come here to do, and we come here to learn, we come here to love. And the funny thing is that when you really get into the deeper part of the physical existence, because the non-physical existence that's permanent is complete bliss, infinite bliss. So this is hell. There is not a place of eternal damnation. A benevolent universe, a benevolent God would not create that. And I know that there are people in certain belief systems that want to challenge that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can challenge that all day if you want. But this is the hell, okay? Lack, worry, ill health, stress, you know, all those things. When you get to the point where we're on the other side and we stay there, then it's complete perfect. But that's not what this is.
Nope, that's not what it is.
This is imperfection, and with the challenges of having to work through everything that comes our way.
Mm-hmm. I sometimes call this the stupid planet. We come here and we do stupid things. We act stupid. We talk stupid, you know, and because it's the place to do it in. This is the place, at least in this dimension, on this planet. This is kind of what we do.
Well, in even using that phraseology, stupid, life is very forgiving for mm-hmm. the most part, and there is a great deal of margin for error. There is a level of forgiveness that does exist in this form.
Mm-hmm. And when we really take a look at the evolution of people in this planet, conflict is what creates everything that we have today. So without conflict, you would not have your cars, your trains, your boats, your planes. We would not have gone up into space. You wouldn't have, you know, the foods that you're eating, the medicine right. that you have, you know, dental work, being able to wear eyeglasses. So conflict has created opportunity.
Right.
You know, but when we get so caught up in that conflict and we just wonder, why do we have so much conflict and why is it creating so much stress, then that's when we get stuck. So, you know, conflict can create doors that open up.
Sure. Well, if we weren't challenged, as you were just saying, then we wouldn't invent. We would. It's like having an idealistic astrological chart where everything's good. It's all flowing angles. Well, that would make for a very lazy, complacent person. When we have challenges in life, that inspires us to go on and create and invent. Like, necessity is the mother of invention. You know, otherwise we just put our feet up, kind of like the movie WALL-E.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what that was all. That was a statement of society
mm-hmm.
where everybody was just big and fat and immobilized.
Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting journey. So I know you've done some past lives. Have you had other clients come in who were not always human? I've had many clients that have been animals, dolphins.
No, I've never had that happen.
Yeah.
They've always been some kind of Homo sapiens mm-hmm. in some way, shape, or form, mm-hmm. but not animals.
Mm-hmm. I just had a client who went into a past life or possibly a future life. Sometimes people go into future lifetime. They progress. They're not always regressing into a past mm-hmm. life. And he was a feline. Not a cat, but a feline, like a feline being, you know, like could it be in E.T. and had just one eye and but the kind of the characteristics of a cat. And he was just so confused as how is that even possible? And I said, just kind of go with it and see what's happening. And they were just all here, if it was on this planet or somewhere else, to just take care of all of nature. And so it was a fascinating past life for him because he's so connected with nature and he's so connected with, you know, animals and so forth. And
yeah, we get caught up in our fear-based comfort levels of as homo sapiens, this is it. And, you know, modern science fiction such as Star Wars, Star Trek, they depict, you know, beings from all over the universe is they don't look like us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that humans have a hard time with that. Like, because Earth is such an egocentric planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there's a lot more out there than a lot of people realize or want to imagine or admit that it's out there. And it's not threatening either. It's just different. But we like our homeostasis.
Yes, we
do.
Oh,
we love it.
We like to stay the same.
We want that recliner in that corner and want to stay there. We're coming to an end of a very fascinating show. Once again, this coming Saturday at the Newmont Center for Balanced Living in Agoura Hills, 11 to 5, Michelle Guzzi is presenting an awesome, you can tell it's going to be awesome, workshop on past life regressions. Again, Michelle, tell everyone how they can get in touch with you to sign up or have a private session with you?
Sure. So I'm the Mind Coach. Just go to themindcoach.com or give me a call, 818-446-MIND. And we're looking forward to seeing you this Saturday. You can come a little bit early, by 10:30 or so, 10:45. We start at 11, and we're going to have just a lot of fun exploring this life, past life, life in between life, and who knows, we may go into future lifetimes.
That'll be cool. And I will be there for the early part of the day to say hello and meet all of you. And if you have questions of me, you can call 818-865-8770. That's the landline at the Newmont Center. Michelle, I want to say great big thanks for coming on the show again. It's always good to see you. You're always a lot of fun to talk to, and you have a lot of fascinating stories, and they're real. This is not made up. This is not science fiction. And again, you have been watching and listening to Mainstream Metaphysics. I am Nick Newmont. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. And I will see you again next week, 8 o'clock, right here on LA Talk Radio. Bye.
You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.